Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Thomas guarding her, pass over to Burton. Late clock, taps her head, driving on help, down the lane, off the glass and in for Veronica Burton. 71-64, that ties her season high with 25 points. Veronica Burton, 25 points, 8 assists in this game, helping the Valkyries close this thing out. And Veronica joins us on headset courtside. Veronica, Phoenix made a hard charge there late to cut this down to one. What did it take to hold off the Mercury tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would like for it not to get that close, especially when we have a lead. So we got to find ways to maintain it. But it took winning plays. You know, Gabby had a huge steal down the stretch. I thought Kyla Charles had incredible rebounds that really helped us out. So it was a great team win tonight.
How does it feel to get one done in the clutch? That's been an issue for the Valkyries in games recently, but to get a clutch win to hold off this team, what does this do for this team's confidence?
It means a lot. Obviously, you know, we got to be able to win close games at home and on the road. So it's a learning process, and I think we're making the right steps. And obviously, we'd rather learn from wins than losses. So this one felt good.
25 points, 8 assists for you. You improved one of the best assist to turnover ratios in the entire WNBA. What did you feel like was working for you individually?
My teammates, honestly, I think the way they move without the ball. I think Kia Stokes is really underrated for us. She sets screens every single night, and she gets me open more than I could ever ask for. So I'm really grateful for teammates like Kia, honestly, them just hitting clutch shots too.
And how about Gabby Williams? What can you say about her performance tonight?
Gabby's incredible. Honestly, like, her ability to get things done on both sides of the ball. And she wants the ball in clutch moments. And she takes it. She finishes through contact. So she was incredible tonight.
Veronica, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win. Best of luck up in Seattle.
Thank you.
All right, that is Veronica Burton joining us after the game with the Valkyries defeating the Mercury by 6, 87-81.
R.C. Davis here with you on the postgame show following the Valkyries' 87-81 win over the Phoenix Mercury. Kevin, I love a stat oddity.
Okay.
We had more fouls than they did, yet went to the line 10 more times.
How about that? That was an interesting one. Thanks to Alan Brown for pointing that one out. Yeah, I wonder, I mean, that'd be a hell of a research project, but I can't imagine that happens very often, right? Like, to have it one more foul committed and shoot 10 more free throws, that is certainly an oddity. You remember that MTV show, Oddities?
I do.
I think it was the dude was holding his eyeballs in his hand.
I do.
Yeah. Great show back in the day.
All right, anyways, thank you.
That's what I think of when I think of Oddity.
Alan Brown coming up with that stat. But, hey, they took advantage of it. They made their free throws.
And Phoenix didn't make theirs.
That's right.
So 12 of 18 for Phoenix. Had to sweat this one out, RC.
I know. I joked with you at the end of halftime, hey, let's step on their throat and enjoy the fourth and play some of the bench players. And, no, we had to make it interesting again.
Yeah. But, hey, you know what I like is getting a second clutch win this season. Because the Valkyries had the worst clutch record in the WNBA at a 1-4 coming in. Honestly, I think it's really 1-5. I want to say that the Chicago Sky game was a 5-point game in the final 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because definitely the other losses were. But, either way, this was just their second clutch win, the first one being the win over Indiana about a couple of weeks ago. So you'll take it. Even though Phoenix has been scuffling this year, they had one two in a row. This was a big one to get. You don't want to. There's something, I mean, just 7-5 sounds a lot better than 6-6.
Yes, it does. And 4-9, which the Mercury are now, Alyssa Thomas is a baller.
Yes.
And like you said, you expect them to be there at the end of the year.
I do. I think, look, Monika Koamakani missed the first, what was it, seven games of the season. They went 2-5 of those games. They're 2-4 since, I guess. So I guess, you know, it's not a huge record difference, but just to have that kind of talent there. They're still missing Sammy Whitcomb, and obviously they're not the same without Satu Sabli, their leading scorer from last year who left for the Liberty. But I think another thing is, like, Ka Copper eventually is going to start hitting shots. She's averaging 18 points per game despite only shooting 33% from the field. So it's been on high volume. Eventually, the efficiency is going to go up for someone as good as Ka Copper, former W Finals MVP when she was with the Chicago Sky. I think eventually, like, DeWanna Bonner had a 19-point game last time out.
Do you think age is finally catching up to Bonner?
Well, you know, she was born in 87, so Dawana Bonner is going to turn 39 in 2 months. I mean, she still looks to be in great shape. She appears to have the same kind of energy. I thought she played better after she left Indiana to go to Phoenix last year. Very comfortable. This is her 12th year in Phoenix in her 18-year WNBA career. I don't want to count Dawana Bonner out yet, but yeah, I mean, there are definitely fewer years ahead of her than there are behind her
sure. In
the WNBA.
It was a game of runs today for both sides. Each team sustaining long runs.
Yeah, really was, especially the first quarter too, right? Phoenix goes on a 13-0 run to take a 16-10 lead. Then the Valkyries go on a huge run to take the lead back. They end the quarter on a 12-2 run, I think it was, to make it 22-18. And the Valkyries pump the lead up to 17 at the half, 18 in the third quarter. And then, of course, Phoenix makes their push. That's what they say about basketball. It's a game of runs. One of the cliches, an old shooty hoop, and that cliche certainly rang true tonight.
And the Valkyries continue to protect the Rock. Just 9 turnovers tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Because they were at like 6 pretty early on. They were on pace to turn it over more than 9 times in this game. They got that 6 turnover pretty early in the third quarter. I mean, this is incredible. I've never seen a professional basketball team turn it over as infrequently as the Valkyries have. Like, 9.9 turnovers per game is so minuscule. It's unreal. Like, you only see college basketball teams do that when they're, like, you know, playing against inferior opponents. And,
sure,
and
yeah.
They're just, like, better than everyone. To do this in the WNBA, the WNBA average for turnovers, like, a team normally averages around 14 to 15 turnovers per game. So you're getting up 5 extra shots per game.
And you live with that.
Yeah, you live with that. I mean, you live with 14, 15 turnovers. You are happier than hell with 9.9 turnovers per game. So that is something you love to see.
I'm going to go with our postgame guest, Veronica Burton. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, you could look at Gabby Williams with her 25 points. Her offense was huge down the stretch. But Veronica, getting to the foul line 11 times in this game, you just need someone. When things are going a little sideways, to have someone who could settle things down for you at the line, she's an 82% foul shooter this year. I think she's going to finish in the mid to high 80s from the foul line this year. I don't think her missing as many free throws as she is, quote-unquote, missing free throws. If you're shooting 82% from the foul line, you're doing good work. But she was 88% last year. I think she's going to progress to the mean. It's just huge. And then 8 assists, 2 turnovers. This is someone who, you know, her assist to turnover ratio coming into this game is 3.81, so she had a 4 assist to turnover ratio today. So she's second in the WNBA assist to turnover ratio. So your point guard is second in the WNBA assist to turnover ratio and is as good of a free throw shooter as Veronica is. That's a very nice combination.
Nikase is starting to kind of tighten her bench a little bit. Is that just an anomaly?
I'm curious to see. Like, all right, so Caitlin Chen played 6 minutes against Las Vegas. Yusta Yatite didn't play in that game. Tonight, Caitlin Chen plays 3 minutes. And Yusta Yatite didn't play at all. Leticia Mee here, third straight game, a DNP for her, and she had averaged 13 minutes per game. I think eventually we're going to see Caitlin Chen get more minutes again. Yusta has to. She's too good. Like, eventually she's going to be in the rotation. I don't know when that's going to be. But, like, I think we're going to see Yusta probably sooner rather than later would be my guess. And I know that's the hope of all the Valkyries fans because they love her here. And the media is falling in love with Yusta Yatite as well, I would say. High left side, crossover dribble on held, draws 2 defenders, draws another one, bounced out to Gabby Williams, contested, left wing 3! Big one! 74-67. Gabby Williams, 3 of 5 from deep. She's got 19 points.
That's our play of the game. And how about her steal late when the Valkyries were up 3 and the Mercury had a chance to tie?
That steal sealed the win for sure. I mean, Alyssa Thomas goes on a left baseline drive, leaves her feet looking for someone out on the perimeter, and there was just nothing there. The Valkyries defended that perfectly. Gabby Williams gets the steal, was in the great spot, and then hit 1 free throw to make it a 2-possession game, and the Mercury couldn't recover from there. So as good as she's been offensively, I mean, this is a first-team all-defender in the WNBA. Last year, she was 3rd in Defensive Player of the Year voting and made a huge defensive play there.
Next up at Seattle on Friday. Storm, what do you think?
I think this is going to be a closer game. The Valkyries had a pretty comfortable double-digit victory in the regular season opener over Seattle. I think this one's going to be tougher. Seattle played pretty well against Las Vegas last night. I watched that game this morning. But they just ran into a 34.11 rebound game from Asia Wilson with 9 assists as well. One of the best games of her career. Just missed out on her first career triple-double. Awafam, I'm telling you, we did not see her in the first two games. She is here, and she is real. And Dom Malanga is back. Dom Malanga looked really good in the regular season opener. She got injured for a few games, but she is back. She's good. Natisha Heidemann is taking her game to another level. I think you think of the core, again, if all these players are back for 2027 and they're all healthy, Awafam, Dom Malanga, Natisha Heidemann, and Flajay Johnson, that's a pretty good core four. And then they're going to add a lottery pick this year. They're going to have probably a top six, I'd say top five pick this year.
Right.
And so you add another high pick to that core, I think you really got something cooking in Seattle with what Sonja Rahman and company have going on this year. This year, they're not going to make the playoffs. But next year, I think they really could.